week marked a year since Taliban gunmen stormed the army public school in the city of Peshawar in Pakistan. More than 150 people were killed, most of them children attending the school. Billy Briggs is a journalist who's been covering events in the country and who's talked to some of the relatives of the victims, as well as looking at the consequences of political violence on people's lives in northern Pakistan. He gives us his impressions of this turbulent region in this week's Reporter's Notebook.
Surrounded by family at her home in Pakistan, Iruma Nis wept as she talked about the last time she saw her son alive. She said, "Hamad was in the kitchen and he blew me 3 kisses, and then he left for school." Hamad, Iruma's only son, was a pupil at the Army Public School in Peshawar, the capital city of the northwest province of Pakistan called Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. On the 16th of December 2014, the teenager was murdered, along with another 131 children and 18 adults, in an attack on the school by the Pakistan Taliban. It was the deadliest suicide attack in Pakistan's history, a massacre that prompted outrage across the world. The killing started around 10 a.m. that day, when 7 members of the Taliban, armed with automatic weapons and bombs, entered the school and began to systematically kill school children, many of whom had gathered in its main hall for a first aid lesson. The pupils who died were aged between 12 and 16 years old, and many were shot as they cowered, terrified, behind chairs in the school's auditorium. Some were told to pray before they were killed, and a member of staff was reportedly burned alive in front of the children. In a video released a few days later, the Pakistan Taliban claimed responsibility for the carnage, saying it was revenge for an offensive by the Pakistani military against them in Waziristan. The Taliban's ranting leader, Maulana Fazlullah, warned that more schools would be targeted. He said, "We will kill them in the streets, markets, everywhere." But this was not the first attack on a school in Pakistan. According to a report last year from the Global Coalition to Protect Education from Attack, at least 838 schools were targeted between 2009 and 2012. It is estimated that some 20,000 civilians have died at the hands of militants since 2003. Indeed, my visit to Pakistan was to report on the battle against militancy, and I arrived in Peshawar 2 weeks after the school attack, accompanied by a photographer called Angie Catlin. We were helped by a human rights organisation called Aware Girls, which operates in the face of severe violence, not just in Peshawar, but in Pakistan's tribal areas. Aware Girls is run by 2 extremely brave sisters called Gulali and Saba Ismail, who founded the NGO in 2002 to oppose acid attacks, honour killings and violence against women. They've since expanded, and today Aware Girls has a network of some 300 peace activists who work in Taliban strongholds to try and dissuade others from joining extremist groups and becoming suicide bombers. Aware Girls also promote education for women. But this is highly dangerous work. For example, in 2010, Malala Yousafzai attended an Aware Girls program in Peshawar, and a year later she was shot in the head by the Taliban in Swat Valley for advocating girls' education. Malala survived and went on to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Gulali and Saba are high profile too, and get constant death threats because of their work. They were once falsely denounced on television as CIA spies, and last spring Gulali had a lucky escape when lost luggage after a flight meant she wasn't at home in Peshawar when 4 armed men turned up her door. They claimed to be security officers who had come to search our home, Gulali explained. They were shouting and making threats. They started shooting guns into the air. She didn't know who the gunmen were, saying they could have been Taliban or even a criminal gang trying to kidnap her for ransom. "We cannot trust anyone," she added. Peshawar is a dangerous place at the best of times. A sprawling, dusty metropolis of around 3.3 million people, the city felt as if it was under siege, with armed soldiers nervously manning checkpoints and government buildings resembling fortresses, protected by guns and razor wire. Everyone we met had been affected by terrorism, including the sister of an Aware Girls employee who was teaching in the Army Public School on the day of the Taliban attack. Maruk Kayyam was teaching maths to a class of 11-year-olds, and she told how the children lay on the floor of the classroom for 2 hours until rescued by the army. Marouk told me, "We were terrified, as we had never faced a situation like that. The children were crying, as some had older brothers in the auditorium. Some of the children fainted." This week, Marouk, Irum, and Tahir, her husband, and the rest of Pakistan were remembering all those who died on the 16th of December last year. As a mark of respect, schools were closed all over Pakistan, and the Army Public School hosted a special memorial service attended by 2,500 guests. Ahead of that event, I had contacted Irum and her husband Tahir to ask how they'd been. Tahir said the past year had been very difficult, but that their faith in God had greatly helped. He added, "As Muslims, we believe in peace all over the world, inshallah. Please pray for us, that God gives us more courage to bear this heartbreaking loss."
Reporter's notebook from Pakistan, and